Evening. I'm sure it comes as no surprise to everyone here that there's always someone that needs prayer. A good friend, a family member, a brother, a sister in the Christ, etc., etc. I've been thinking about that lately with a lot of folks mentioned lately that are in need of prayers, answered prayers, Brother Jerry, now the trustees, and the list goes on. And I'm sure all of you out there are aware of various situations in the congregation and outside the congregation that need prayers. I have been the beneficiary of prayers, as I know many of you have. So that reminded me of James chapter 5 and verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. Now here's the kicker. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I think the operative word there in that scripture, James 5 and 16, is the word righteous. And so I got to thinking, well, if I've got some sin in my life, am I righteous in God's eyes? Is He going to hear my prayers? Are my prayers going to be hindered because I got something back here that's bothering me? Well, the answer to that is yes. Because it says also in James chapter 1 and verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If we are struggling with sin in our lives, and we all do to various extent, various times of the year, I'm certainly no exception to that. I've been needing to pray for a number of people, a dear friend, a dear colleague at school, those of you here in the congregation. And I got to asking myself, sinning is an act of selfishness. Think about that for a second. Whether it's a word that comes out of your mouth, whether it's whatever it is Satan throws in your path, when we act on it, it is typically in our own self, well, not self-interest, but selfishness. Selfishness is mankind's fundamental defect. Selfish means self-centered, self-serving, self-important. If we sat down for a moment and thought about any problem of any kind that faces us, mankind, society, at the root of that problem is selfishness. In James 3 and 16, where there is jealousy and selfishness, there is also disorder and every kind of evil. Every selfish person is potentially your enemy. Giving is the opposite of acting selfishly. Divine love is the opposite of selfishness. No other religion teaches to put others first, to love your enemies. Christianity is the only one that teaches that you can be totally changed and become a person with a new nature through Jesus Christ. We are products of a corrupt culture that teaches selfishness. What's in it for me? Me, 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 me. All sin is selfish. No one ever sins for someone else, not to my knowledge. We sin because we do it for selfish reasons. We must die to selfishness, or we self-destruct. However, we are unable to do it by ourselves. We must allow Jesus Christ to change us inwardly, or to renew us when we come together for fellowship each week. You can't change the fruit without changing the root. That is why you must be born again. Also closely associated with selfishness is pride. This is a topic that I have talked on numerous times over the years in the church. It is one that I struggle with. I take pride in accomplishing things. I believe I was put on this planet to accomplish things, but to accomplish things for the Lord. Pride is self-importance and self-focus, which then, of course, leads to selfishness, which is selfish thinking, selfish acting, which is the opposite of Jesus' command of agape love, as it is read in John 13 and 34. Let me read that. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. The love of Christ is the only love that exists that is pure. There's no selfishness in Christ's love. Jesus wasn't after anything. He had no ulterior motives. Guys, when you see a girl and you think you'd like to date her or someday marry her, there's self-interest there. Likewise for the girls, to come together and be one. There's some self-centered stuff there. But as that love grows, it becomes more of the agape love. I'm coming up on 22 years of marriage to my beloved, to my betrothed. She has taught me much about that love. Pride and selfishness always go together. A truly humble person cannot be selfish at the same time. Pride is the root of selfishness. Moving on here before we run out of time. Another topic here, selfish ambition. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outward bursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, and heresies. I'm in Galatians chapter 5. And of course, later on, in contrast to those verses, is the opposite. Namely, the fruits of the Spirit. We are told to deny yourself. In Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 25. Now I need to wrap things up. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world, but lose his own soul? Even though I do have more material here, I think that's a good place to offer up the gospel invitation. Jesus put himself on the cross. We heard this morning, of course, that it was something he did not want to do out of self-preservation. He knew he was going to die if he went through with this. And so he got on his knees and prayed to the Father, let this pass cup from me, but not thy will, my will be done, but thine be done. That was the epitome. That is the very definition of selflessness, when Jesus obeyed the Father and willingly placed himself to be placed upon the cross, to be dragged through the streets, to be beaten, to be spat upon, to be ridiculed, knowing that at any moment he could call down a legion of angels to save himself and lay waste to all that was before him. But he chose not to, because he was not selfish. Christ calls you now to come forward if the church can be of any assistance. If you wish to become a member of the church, be baptized, to bring something to the attention of the congregation, Jesus asks that you come forward now as we extend the gospel.